on Friday, Brett Mack, I was explaining to you earlier this morning that Kyle was on, filling your spot.
Yep.
We got sidetracked.
Yep.
Didn't do the Friday funny.
Oh, no.
There were people who were disappointed, people who rang. PT, where's the Friday funny?
Hang on a minute. People rang up and asked about it?
Well.
Did they have the wrong number?
Quite possibly. Quite possibly. We'll never actually know for real. But nonetheless, thanks to Happy Horse Produce in Delacombe, this is the Monday edition of the Friday Funny.
It's PT's Friday Funny.
This is like the Women's Weekly coming out every month, isn't it? It's not right.
It is. It really is. And speaking of the women, four friends spend weeks planning the perfect girls' getaway. Mm. A bit of shopping, casinos, massages, facials.
Perfect.
You know what the girls like.
Nice.
2 days before the group is to leave, Mary's husband puts the foot down and says, "You're not going."
Ooh,
Mary's friends are very upset that she can't go, but what can they do? 2 days later, the three get to the hotel, only to find Mary sitting in the bar drinking a glass of wine.
Hang on, she's got a head start.
"Wow, how long have you been here? And how did you talk your husband into letting you come?" "Well, I've been here since last night, as a matter of fact, girls. Yesterday evening, I was sitting on the couch and my husband came up behind me, put his hands over my eyes and said, 'Guess who?'" I pulled his hands off to find all he was wearing was his birthday suit. Mums and dads, you'll have to explain. He took me, took me by the hand, led me to the bedroom. The room was scented with perfume, had 2 dozen candles and rose petals all over. On the bed, he had handcuffs and ropes.
Oh, come on.
He told me to tie and cuff him to the bed, so I did. And then he said, "Now you can do whatever you want." So here I am.
Could be a thing, the Friday funny on a Monday. It could be a thing.
It could be, but here's hoping it's not.